This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Happy New Year yet again. I'm going to be saying it to you all year. I'll be saying it every year that Donald Trump is president, which means I'll be saying it until the year 2024. And then we'll see what we say after that. But happy freaking New Year. What resolutions did you make? Did you guys make resolutions? I haven't made my resolution this year. As I tell people, I make a four-year resolution to do something really significant. And I haven't decided what that's going to be, so I'll get back with you. But I want to know what you may have decided would be your resolution. You're going to lose a few pounds, spend a bit more time with the family, not work as much, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's a curiosity, because we always, it's out with the old and with the new. Auld Lang Syne. Should old acquaintance be forgotten and never brought to mind, blah, blah, blah. You know what I mean? So what are you going to do? I know your resolution so far has been to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, and that's a good thing. KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. Now, Inc. discussed New Year's resolutions. And by the way, I'm going to give you the top New Year's resolutions, but I want to give you something to think about in terms of your resolution. Because resolution means to be resolute. Something that you must make happen. And taking care of yourself, you know, improving your mental mindset, etc. All that's good stuff. But it has to have a purpose. Anyway, here's what they say. According to research on the topic, 60% of us that make New Year's resolutions, but only about 8% are successful in achieving them. So put another way, 40% of the people don't even bother to make a goal. Now, of the 60% of you who do, of us who do, only 8% of us actually achieve the goal. So let's just do the math on that. So if it's only 8% of 60, then what is that? Like one eighth, give or take, you know, something like that. So really 12% of the population achieves the goal. And that's a pretty, that's standard, right? Pretty standard deviation, if you will. 12%. But 8% of the people that actually make a goal achieve the goal. But it says, whether or not we achieve our previous resolutions, most of us go right ahead and make a new set of resolutions, hoping for the best. If anything describes what I would consider to be the Republicans, the conservative movement over the last decades, it's that. Number one, a bunch of us are completely disengaged. Of the ones of us who are engaged, only a small percentage of us actually follow through. Now, I'm going to compliment myself. I have a buddy. His name is Joe the Plumber. And when Joe was a hot item, we became buddies, and people were screwing Joe over left and right. Just, he wrote his first book, didn't make a dime. Yeah, I had to go and do all this promotional stuff, didn't make a dime. People, hey, Joe, can you come do this? We don't have any money. So Joe's running around doing things. He's, you know, he's just a plumber who, you know, blue collar guy that just thought, hey, everybody's, you know, on our side's got good intentions, and they weren't, they used him. So by the time we got together, Joe was very skeptical. And I told Joe, I said, look, man, I don't want anything from you. I want you to be successful. Little inside baseball. Joe at one point said to me, he called me up, Kev, man, I'm really struggling. I may have to go back to being a plumber. I said, what? I go, dude, you are an icon. In this whole conservative movement, you're the guy who told Obama that he shouldn't be taking your money and giving it to somebody else. You are the Susan B. Anthony of our movement. We can't let you go back to being a plumber. He's like, dude, I got to make a living. He goes, I'm behind on my bills. The people are dragging me here and there. People are screwing me over left and right. I said, okay, well, here's what we're going to do. So Joe started a website, and he started making decent money. Then he got the bug, and he started another one. He got married, he had babies, and now he's doing pretty well. But here's what I want to tell you about the story. Joe says to me, Kevin, of everybody I know in this industry, He says, you're the guy who says what he's going to do and does what he says. He goes, and I'm talking about, I've met hundreds. He goes, you're the person I can trust. And we are friends to this day. Very close friends. So I'm telling you, having that on your resume where people go, this is a guy that's going to do it, I really take pride in. One of my benefactors, he said to me, Kevin, I want you to write a book, The Bridge the Gap Between the Black Community and Police Officers. And I said, okay. You know, how much, you know, he goes, look, tell me what the cost is. We'll get it put together. So we looked at the cost with a company that he had some, he was an investor in. I said, look, it's way too much. I think these ladies are trying to take advantage of us. I don't think we should do it. I said, but I'll make a movie. He goes, are you kidding? That's going to cost more. I said, not more than what they quoted me. So I make a movie. He goes, let me help with the movie. I go, no, you were going to help with the book. Not a big deal. We got it. Well, he sends me a check for $30,000 anyway towards the movie and says, with a note that says, look, I know you didn't ask for anything, but I want you to make this film. Hopefully it's a success, blah, blah, blah. So with that seed money and the talent of my team and some money on my end, we made a film called Bleeding Blue. It is spectacular. Go to bleedingbluemovie.com and check it out. It's spectacular. So we make this film. He and I are going to raise money for another charity, a nonprofit we're doing work for called SeekingEducationalExcellence.org. And we get this thing going, and we're talking to some benefactors, and they go, well, why should we believe in you, Kevin? And I said, well, I'll tell you why. I said, because this man right here asked me to do something, something significant. And we took his idea, his concept. We made a film, full feature motion picture. Here's the link. Go watch it. We let people watch it. It's a 24-hour expiring link. We said, go check it out. If you like the film, get back with us. Let us know. But here's the deal. 18 months ago, there was nothing. Now we have something. He gave me $30,000 to do it. Now you tell me somebody that could do that, make something of that level of quality for the amount of money that we spent doing it, and then you can tell me that I don't accomplish anything. When I talked to Joe about the Tea Party movement, we are revamping the Tea Party movement in 2019. It's going to be something like you've never seen. Go to teaparty.org, teapartycommunity.org, and join. You're going to see it is on fire. Meetings we've had with my team in Arizona that's going to set a pace for the Tea Party movement that you wouldn't believe. So that's happening. We do what we say. So when it comes to New Year's resolutions, I want you to do what you say. And I want your New Year's resolution not to be the standard stuff, and I'm going to go over that because I spent too much time on this other stuff, but I want it to be something that's significant this year for you. It's going to mean something long term. We'll get back to what we'd like to talk about. Keep it here.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Beth Cook Moranville, author of Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope.
Hope. That wonderful, wonderful four-letter word that you may feel completely out of. I wrote this book to give you great hope. It's not too late. If fetal position is an all too familiar place for you, I understand. If the next 60 seconds are too long, this book is for you. Wherever you are right now, whether you're dealing with divorce or death or sickness, take hope. You are going to make it through this pain. Don't roll your eyes. I've walked this road, and I know it. The best is yet to come.
Closer Than Your Breath, a book of hope from author and speaker Beth Cook Moranville, can be found on Amazon.com or Kindle.com. For more information, visit CloserThanYourBreath.com or on Facebook at Closer Than Your Breath.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff, but still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff, even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover keytar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Hope is not a strategy. That's what I used to tell my sales team. That's what somebody should have told Barack Obama, Mr. Hope and Change. Hope is not a strategy. Leadership is a strategy. Showing people the way, setting the pace, level setting, that is a strategy. I've never gone into a sales meeting and said, okay, guys, look, I don't need to see your pipelines. I don't need to talk about the account you're targeting. I don't need to know if you're talking to management. Let's just go out there and hope for the best. I've gone in and said, let's look over your plan. What accounts are you targeting and why? Well, Kevin, I'm going to take on this mega billion-dollar company. Not our sweet spot. That's the guys that are up in the upper echelon. We have to fight for smaller deals. So you're targeting the wrong type of client. It would be like you got somebody that shops at Walmart and you want to bring them a Neiman's catalog. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense. I mean, they may even like it. They think, well, this is absolutely phenomenal. But I'll give you a good example. I was looking through a catalog. I was at a buddy of mine's house. His wife has this catalog and, you know, it's beautiful stuff. I mean, I was like, wow, on the cover is a pretty lady with just this very stylish stuff. I went, I'm going to look through this catalog. I opened page one. Like a shawl is $1,900. A blouse is $2,300. Pants are $3,200. shoes are $4,000. I'm going, wow. Now, as I'm looking at it, I'm going, this is amazing stuff. I couldn't even buy that. I couldn't buy a sister, girlfriend, wife. If you look at that, pick that catalog and you were looking through there, you would be saying, I can't buy my sister or anybody. Not one item. Forget trying to buy them like a coat or something significant. I'm talking about gloves, you know, $1,500. Well, it didn't do me any good. So when you're looking at your strategy has to fit the goal. So when I'm giving you sales 101 because people ask me all the time, Killer, how are we going to win over the left? How are we going to win over black folks? How are we going to win over this? There is a sales technique for selling to blacks, to selling to Latinos, to selling to women. And don't misunderstand me. At the end of the day, it's selling. That's the overarching thing, is you're selling a message. But how you sell that message does have to be segmented. But you don't need to put in a hard baseline and some fried chicken to sell to black folks. You just have to synthesize the message down to what resonates within that community. And we're doing that, thankfully. One of my New Year's resolutions is we are going to make an impact in the black vote. Not talking about it, not Blexit, as Candace Owens wants to do. Good for her. I hope she's successful. But let's talk. That's gimmicky. Okay, so there was Brexit leaving Britain. Well, let's make it Blexit for black exit. Okay, I get it. But what are you really doing? You know, you're going to colleges and universities. You think that's going to do it? I mean, if you told me you were going to barbershops, if you told me you were going to black churches, I could say, okay, you're making a difference. If you told me you were holding town halls in black churches or whatever else, I would say, yeah, you're making a difference. So that's what we're doing. We're doing barbershop interventions. We're doing teletown halls and town halls. We're doing things, working with the government to put the money that's been promised into these blighted areas, into those areas. That's what we're doing. You want to be a part of it. You want a New Year's resolution? I'll give you a New Year's resolution. Here's some facts about New Year's resolution. Saving money is the top five, one of the top five in New Year's resolutions. It is also the top five for the most commonly failed. People say, I'm going to save money, but they don't save money. Over half of respondents say they failed their New Year's resolution before January 31st. I'm going to work out more. January 31st comes, they haven't worked out at all. Women make health-focused resolutions. Men pledge to find new jobs and to lay off alcohol. I'm just giving you some tidbits. So here are the top 10 New Year's resolutions according to a survey of 2,000 people. Number one, diet or eat healthier, 71%. Keep in mind, only 8% achieve any of these things. The majority of them, half, have failed before January 31st. Not even 1/12 of the month in, of the year in, and they've already failed. The next one, which sort of, to me, is along the same lines, is exercise more. 65%. By the way, diet or eat healthier, 71%. Exercise more, 65%. Now, good things. Release the endorphins. Watch a few pounds drop. You start feeling better about yourself. But I still say, there's bigger stuff out there for us. Number three, lose weight, 54%. To me, exercise more, diet, eat healthier, same lines. 54% though say lose weight. Number four, save more, spend less, 32%. Okay, good luck. I mean, it's easy to say you have a much better chance of that in the time of Donald Trump than you did with Obama. Number five, here's where I usually come in. Learn a new skill or hobby, 26%. Now, I'll be honest. I'm dieting and eating healthier. I'm already doing that. I'm exercising more. I already started this, by the way. I'm going to lose weight, so I'm number three there. Number four, I'm going to save more and spend less. I have to do that because I got to buy a new house. Number five is where I usually start. Learn a new skill or hobby. I usually learn a musical instrument or I learn a foreign language or something like that. Number six, never bothers me because I've never smoked, but quit smoking, 21%. Number seven, read more, 17%. That's one I probably have to do. I'll be honest with you. I don't read other people's work because I don't like to think that, you know, my ideas are not my own. But I am going to read more, and I've already started that one. I didn't make it a resolution, but I have already started that one. Number eight, I wonder if any of these fit you, by the way. If you happen to be listening, let me know. Kevin Jackson Radio Show is what you're listening to, kjradio.com, 844 855-821-8255. You're going to find another job. 16% of people say they are going to try that. Again, in the time of Donald Trump, you're able to make that happen. Number nine, drink less alcohol. I don't drink a whole lot. So for me, that's not a big deal. But maybe it is for other people. Maybe you could say take fewer drugs, right? Certainly lefties, you have to bring that up to them. Number 10, spend more time with family and friends, 13%. I think that's always a good goal. You know what? Here's what I would tell you. Try to wrap more things that you enjoy with family and friends. You know, take your children to an event that you all can enjoy. You know, I mean, you never know. You know, my youngest son, boy, that kid went everywhere. You know, all the different, political events, and there would be other kids there, and he'd play, and he got a little cadre of friends and what have you. When we'd take him to a baseball game, you know, we ended up drinking beer and having fun with the parents, and we had a heck of a clique of parents. So we started doing things together. Hey, it's pizza night over at, you know, Tannen's house, or it's blah, blah, blah. And so we ended up doing those kind of things together. But anyway, here's my, I'm going to get off resolutions. Here's my biggest thing about resolutions, and I said it earlier in the broadcast. Pick a resolution that's going to be meaningful to everybody. You know, join a political activism group. Find a project that you want to support and get involved. I'm talking about throw yourself into it. Find a passion. And if that passion turns out to be something that we're doing, for example, our project to target the black community through this cell phones, smartphones, get involved. We'd love to have you help. 844-551-8255, kjradio.com. We welcome you because we need the support, and it's going to be a heck of a year for us.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
At WolfHillAmmo.com, we love shotguns. We offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market, including our defensive combo packs for home and retreat. Our less lethal combo is good for animal control, the four-legged kind and two-legged. When lethal force is necessary, reach for our stop-em, drop-em, or our home defense combos. These five-round packs include different heavy hitters to protect your loved ones. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our great prices on these combo packs and other specialty shotgun ammo rounds. WolfHillAmmo.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Democrat Nancy Pelosi was elected Speaker of the House by a 220 to 192 vote. Pelosi wasted no time as the next Speaker of the House.
We gather in this chamber for a sacred ritual under the dome of this temple of democracy, the capital of the United States. I'm particularly proud to be a woman Speaker of the House of this Congress, which marks the 100th year of women having the right to vote.
Thursday marks the 13th day of the partial government shutdown with no end in sight, the main sticking point still being border security as both sides, Democrats and Republicans, are digging their heels in. White House counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, says President Trump is just looking for border security.
You can call it whatever you want. In other words, we need border security. It may include a wall. It may include steel slats. He tweeted this out. He talked about this.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So Elizabeth Warren wants to be president, and we talked about it. She's doing an exploratory committee for her 2020 chances, and she'd begun cleaning things up a while back. I don't know if you guys know this, but I know we broached it just briefly, and I told you Elizabeth Warren donated more money to charity because she needed her charitable contributions to look better. So that was one thing she did. Now, one of the big things that she's been trying to do is sort of clean up the whole I was an Indian act. And she's trying to brush that over and get rid of the Pocahontas, whatever you want to call her, that kind of thing. So that's what she's done. And she'd been getting groomed all along for these different things, you know, to become a more reasonable alternative, if you will, to Hillary Clinton. So you won't be able to. I'm going to give you this in context. She was doing a Facebook Live, and I'll let you make your own determinations here. But before she begins it, she decides she needs her beer, and that's what this is about. This clip, and we'll discuss it, and we'll talk more about her chances and whatever else is going on. But here's Elizabeth Warren in a clip that she was doing as a Facebook Live, and there's a couple clues in there that I want you to listen for that we'll talk about after you hear it.
Hold on a sec. Get me a beer. Hey, Robert, my husband Bruce. Hey. Yes, now I'm here. You want a beer?
No, I'll pass on the beer for now.
You sure? Okay.
Okay.
So
hey.
This is my sweetie.
Hello.
And I'm Bruce.
Hi. I love you.
I love you too. Thank you for being here.
Pleasure.
I'm glad you're here.
Enjoy your beer.
What got here so far? Skylar and 14 others. Hello, Denise. Hi, Fortnite. Good to see you. Who else have we got? Kenny, is that right? Kenny and the boys. I'm glad to see you. Is that Greeny Goddess? Wow, that's a name I'd like to have.
Welcome back. Have you heard anything more contrived? So I'm going to do a Facebook Live. But before I start, let me go grab a beer. You know, because I'm feeling like a beer. Yeah, I'm not buying it. KJRadio.com is where you can listen to this anytime you want, folks. I'm talking about Elizabeth Warren right now, who wants to humanize herself. She wants you to see her not as crazy radical leftist, but she wants you to see her as a woman who's fighting for justice for the little person. Kind of like Bernie Sanders, you know, who's now flying around on private jets, driving $80,000 sports cars, living on, building multiple houses. He's got a cabin. This is Bernie. Yeah, you too, socialists, can have everything you want. Just the government's going to tell you how much of it you can have. But it was amazing. But she said something that was very critical. And I don't know if you caught on to it, but she's getting ready to get started. And in her defense, she was just getting started. But she's getting ready to get started on a Facebook Live or something, goes and grabs her a beer. Husband comes over. Oh, you're here. Do you want a beer too? No, I think I'll pass on the beer. I love you, babe. Love you too. Remember, Al Gore did that with Tipper. You remember when Al Gore and Tipper, during one of the campaigns, and they gave this really sloppy, nasty-looking kiss? And I told everybody, I said, man, they don't love each other. Those two will be divorced in a year. And it took a little longer. But now, they are no more. There's no Al and Tipper. There's no Camelot love story. And with the warrant, this is a guy who's got to be exacerbated. He's exhausted from having to live up to the nonsense of his wife. Oh, I know. They play the game. But Descartes said, was it Thoreau? Most men live lives of quiet desperation. Most leftist men do. See, men on the right, they have discussions. Look, babe, you got to hit the weight room. You got to, help me out with these bills. You know, you got to do this. And the wife is just as bad. Hey, husband, you got to go hit that weight room too. And you know what? I'm not the only one raising these kids. We have conversations. They don't. No, they go talk to their girls. He goes and talks to his boys. And I'm using my finger quotes. They all have sex with each other and pretend they're not gay. Then they come back together and go, oh, yeah, everything's perfect. You want a beer? I have a beer with you. No, hon, I think I'll skip the beer this time. You have the beer. Think about this. The dude is going, no, babe, you have the beer. She's like, I'm going to have the beer. I mean, you want to talk about gender roles, right? What would she normally do? She's a sophisticate. She'd have a glass of wine. He'd have a beer. He would have walked in the frame with a beer going, hey, what are you doing, babe? I don't know. That beer looks refreshing. Hey, you want me to get you a glass of wine? Sure. See, that's how conservatives would have done it. We'd have had our libation with us. And it wouldn't have been a put on. Oh, what are you doing? You Facebooking live? Oh, geez. Here I am drinking a beer with all your people watching. Well, hey, that's life in our family. He'd have walked away. Babe, you want me to get you a glass of wine? Yeah, sure. Why not? Boom. End of story, right? No fake. That was totally faked. Because that's what the leftists are, a bunch of frauds. But here's what I was going to tell you. She had 14 people plus Janet or whoever she said. There were 15 people on her Facebook Live and she's going to get a beer. This is a woman that wants to run for president. Now, I'm going to tell you something. I'm not running for president. But if I pulled up right now on Facebook Live and start broadcasting what I'm doing this very moment, I could get 20 people. I'm talking about instantly. I'm talking about within a minute. I'm talking about before I get back with my beer, I'd have 20 people. Now, I wouldn't have to get a beer. I would just say, hey, this is Kev. What's up, y'all? What's up, baby? Who we got? We got Timmy. We got Janet. We got Susan. We got Bolly, Billy, Ricky, and Bob. You know, I would have 20 folks. Now, that's nothing to brag about. It's not like, woohoo, look at him with them Kardashian numbers. No, but I could get a lot of folks. Elizabeth Warren had 15 people on a Facebook Live, and I'm going to make you a bet. I didn't watch this. I only got the clip. I bet you when it was all said and done, Elizabeth Warren did not have over 1,000 people watching her. Bet you when it's all said and done. She is, I've already reported on, Democrats don't want another woman. Oh, they're not going to tell you. They're not going to admit it. They don't want another woman. They don't want another black. And oh, by the way, they don't want black women either. They don't want Oprah, and they don't want Michelle Obama. Oh, sure. There's a contingency of them. They go, I want those women. They are powerful black women. That's fine. It sounds good on paper, right? Michelle Obama following her husband. What a story. Ooh, history will be made. Yeah, until people remember it's Michelle Obama trying to follow Donald Trump. It's Michelle Obama who has the same crazy ideology as Barack Obama, the guy who lost 1,080 seats. Sure, bring him on. I mean, bring her on. Well, some people would say bring him on. You know what I mean? So, look, Oprah? You think Oprah can do it? Oprah is not going to run for president if you put a gun to her head. She doesn't want her past coming out. Oprah was a freak. I mean, you can talk to me about, oh, you know, women can do whatever they want, and, you know, the Christine Blasey Ford thing of the, nobody go back and look at their past. They're going to go back and find out Oprah was a stone-cold freak, sex addict, screwing everybody, and, you know, crying rape when, you know, every time something came up, when Oprah was herself a very promiscuous young girl. She was. And it's worse than that. Some of the lives she ruined and the people that she stepped on. She wants to get nowhere near the presidency. Don't believe it for a second. So this is where we are. Elizabeth Warren. So anyway, she came back later and she told why she wants to run for president. So here's the clip.
But I worry about electability. I worry about campaign more about Native American ancestry than the middle class.
Yeah. Look, I'm in this fight because I understand what's happening to working families. I grew up in a paycheck to paycheck family. And my big chance was a commuter college that cost $50 a semester. I run for office because I'm grateful down to my toes for the opportunities that were given to me. And I am determined that we will give those same opportunities, not just to some of our kids, but to all of our kids. I think when we fight for something positive, for something big, when we show, not just tell, but show what Democrats will get out there and make happen, I think that's how we win.
Do you think your politics are too polarized for a national audience?
You know, look, the way I see it right now, Washington works great for giant drug companies, but just not for people who are trying to get a prescription filled. Washington works great for for-profit colleges and student loan outfits, but not for young people who are getting crushed by student loan debt. And you could keep going through the list. The problem we've got right now in Washington is that it works great for those who've got money to buy influence. And I'm fighting against that, and you bet it's going to make a lot of people unhappy. But at the end of the day, I don't go to Washington to work for them. Our government should be working for the people, and that's the movement I'm going to lead.
Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here. That was Pocahontas, Elizabeth Warren. Donald Trump says, let her run. I want her to run. I already told you guys, the left don't want Elizabeth Warren. She was forced down their throats.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Mattis Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. By Anne, before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great. Thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
You have drugs, you have human trafficking. The only way you're going to do it is to have a physical barrier, meaning a wall. And if you don't have that, then we're just not opening.
As the shutdown enters day 5, President Trump doubling down on his terms to get it back open. So, does the president have a point? Democratic strategist Jason Nichols joins us now. Jason, I'm going to go out on a limb and say you disagree with the president. Why?
I absolutely disagree with the president. Number one, we have 650 miles of border barriers already. We spend $20 billion already on border security. We would have to seize private land in order to do so. to build further barriers. And in addition, this has environmental concerns. It just doesn't make sense putting $1 billion or $5 billion into a barrier. Really doesn't make sense when, in fact, it's going to take about $20 billion to build what the president is talking about, and an estimated $48 billion to maintain over the next 10 years. And to put that on the American taxpayer is unfair. It's shutting down the government. We have 800,000 families that don't know when their next paycheck is coming, okay. And we need to really make a change here.
To respond, let's bring in RNC spokesperson Kaylee McEnany. Kaylee, what do you say to that?
That's incredible. Jason's talking a lot differently than Democrats talked just 5 years ago, when literally all 54 Senate Democrats voted to double a portion of fencing on the southern border. All 54 Democrats voted to end the diversity visa lottery. All 54 Democrats voted to move to a merit-based system. And guess what? Voted for $40 billion in border security, more than 8 times what President Trump is asking for. What has changed is not the problem, because the problem's gotten worse. What has changed is it's President Trump, not President Obama. They want to deprive him of a political victory, and it's so sad that they are playing with the security of the American people here. It's hypocrisy at its finest.
Wow. Kaylee is spot on. Wow. And the guy who was before her, it was amazing to listen to this dude. He's a black dude. He's a clown. A total clown. Glad you guys are with me. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to, KJRadio.com, 844-551-8255. So here's what the guy says. We already have 650 miles of border barriers. Notice he used barriers, barriers, barriers. He would not use the word wall. What did I tell you people? Here's how they're going to give Trump his barrier. They're going to call it a barrier. When they appropriate funds, it's going to be, we've appropriated funding for the barrier that will go on the southern border of the United States. I want to stress, this is a barrier. He's not going to say wall. And Trump, that's why Donald Trump went, I don't know if you guys remember, this is how you read the tea leaves. Donald Trump goes, look, call whatever you want. Call it a fence, call it a wall, call it a barrier. I don't care. I'm going to get my funding. So I'm doing my best to help you understand. When you hear a story and you get a subtle change, you go, huh, it should make you go, wait a minute. What's the deal? When you start hearing a similar word, barrier, barrier, that's what triggered it for me. I went, it's a wall. No, it's a barrier. Okay, so then it got me thinking, well, what are the barriers that stop people from getting into certain places? So prison has chain link fencing with razor wire. Call it, okay, it's a barrier to keep people in. And it does a pretty good job. It's not like the Chinese, you know, Great Wall of China, which is brick and you can walk across it and the whole deal. No, and you can see it from outer space. It's a barrier. It's a fence, chain link with razor wire, separated two different areas. You know, a place for razor wire, and you get over that, and then there's another razor wire to get over that if it's a maximum security. And in some cases, they do have, you know, the concrete or whatever else. But generally, it's a barrier, that kind of a barrier. So we've got areas of the border that have steel wall you can see through. Others are putting up these new panels. Others may be whatever it is. Others are natural barriers like the deepness of the Rio Grande. You know, maybe you don't need as much there. We may have to have drones and human intervention and whatever. But the fact of the matter is, we have a barrier from getting into the United States, which plugs the gap. That's what we're supposed to have. But anyway, he says, we have 650 miles of border barriers. Then he goes on to say this, we'll have to seize private land to build further barriers. And then I love this little thrown in. And what about the environmental concerns? Okay, well, what about the environmental concerns of building a skyscraper in New York? What about the environmental concerns of building a road construction or a bridge, you know, over the Cumberland Gap? I mean, aren't there environmental barriers to everything that we do? See, what I'm trying to explain, folks, these are buzzwords. Buzzwords. Then what's he finally get to? Oh, this is going to cost, they're talking about $5 billion. And, you know, but then, you know, we know it's going to cost $20 billion. What's he telling you? He's telling you the government always underestimates the bid and goes higher. Who is the only president that you know that said, wait a minute, you've been doing contracts in D.C. for decades. Not, and I'm going to tell you something that might be shocking to you. but it is a fact. We verified this. There is not a single contract in D.C. that's been given out. I'm talking major contract, defense contract, or, you know, infrastructure contract that has come in on time and under budget. Not one. Now, who should be held to task? Well, how do you, I mean, look, I was in IT. You go in on a project and you do a bid and you say, my bid on this project is $10 million. And somebody else comes in and says, well, we're $15 million or $12 million. So they award it to you. Your contract generally has a thing, a clause in there that says, if we're unimpeded, if there's nothing in our way, we will do this contract for $10 million. And in many cases, the customer will say, okay, I want a not to exceed clause. Meaning, if you're unencumbered, if you get everything you want from us, it's $10 million. And you price it with an additional, you know, wiggle room that says, yes, if you give me no grief, you're out of my way, you give me answers when I need them, and you give me the people that you say you're going to do and provide, et cetera, at these levels of quality, we'll get it done. And these contracts are, you know, they, like, if I need somebody on your side that's equivalent to my guy, I write the spec, I tell you I'm going to evaluate that guy. Yes, you know, it's like a voir dire in court. Okay, I accept this witness, I mean this juror. So you get all that done. Then you tell people, we must have resolution of our issues within 4 hours of making, you know, during the workday. So in other words, if I come to you at 8 o'clock in the morning with a problem that I need solved, you've got to have me an answer by noon. And those things are logged and checked. And so there's another little clause that's usually put into these contracts. And these are not to exceed contracts. And it's called moves, adds, and changes, which means you're available. I will let you do moves, adds, and changes. But as it affects the project in and of itself, then we got a problem. Now, that's where the big contractors get you, because they say, you change anything, and it's going to stretch my timeline out. And they write it in such a way that you have to change something. Donald Trump is one of the few guys who will say, this is a not to exceed. Nobody will be in your way. We will get you anything that you need. We will resolve it. It'll be resolved on our end, and you're going to do it for $10 billion, and that's it. And you can bet there will be no overages. And even the new guy that he brought in from Boeing, that guy says Donald Trump was 100% right in checking Boeing on the price of the Air Force One jets. They were way over budget, like they were supposed to be built for $4 billion. They were $6 billion in. Then telling us it was going to cost $8 billion, and Trump goes, I'll cancel the contract. You know, it's not going to happen. And the guy from Boeing, who's now taken over for his, I don't know, chief of staff, whatever he's going to be, he said, Donald Trump's exactly right. This is what's been happening. Washington, D.C. is in the habit of just letting these things occur. It's become the norm. As Barack Obama would say, you got to get used to it. This is the new norm. The new norm is do whatever you want to do, and nobody will check you. Don't worry about it. All you got to do is get the contract. And they become, the left have become so blatant, they do what's called non-competes that say, write a number in whenever you decide to write it in. You don't even have competition. James Comey did that with Raytheon. He's done it with multiple companies. And he's had the full backing of the Obama administration. Oops, almost knocked that off the table. Anyway, Joan Walsh said Trump got bullied into the shutdown over the wall.
The president was willing to sign the CR without border funding until he got bullied by Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh.
No, I don't think
Ann Coulter and Rush Limbaugh took him to the woodshed, and suddenly, look, Mitch McConnell doesn't put anything on the floor that he doesn't believe the president will sign. He had every reason to believe the president would sign that. The president was sending all the signals. He got trashed on Fox News, and he chickened out, and he flip-flopped entirely.
Yeah, because Donald Trump, well, he's a chicken who flip-flops. I'll let you think about that during the break.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.